right. So I want to tell you a little bit about how these chakra journeys are going to go from this point on. I really wanted to be creative with these. There's countless chakra meditations. So I wanted to do something a bit different. And I want it to be a treat. I want it to be a little moment in your day that is a sacred self-care experience for you. That's what I truly want. So what I suggest you do is you download the PDF that's called Chakra Basics. Take a little look as preparation for this journey and gather together possibly a stone that would be supportive for you or an essential oil that you might want to anoint on the area, or get a flower. Make it sacred space that you're carving out for yourself. You don't have to have anything with you to enjoy this journey, but if you want to enhance your experience with some extra allies and friends, feel free to do that. Hit pause and come back to me. So we're moving into the second chakra. And I want you to feel all the magic, all the creative energy of the portal of your second chakra. Just do some hip circles with me. Circling in both directions. Opening the hips. Creating a figure eight with your hips. Writing your name with your hips. Setting an intention for some creative play. You might want to have beautiful essential oil to anoint the low belly, the low back, possibly neroli, sandalwood, jasmine, ylang ylang, or maybe some rose. Maybe you just have a special essential oil that feels good to you for all the issues we're going to work on now. I like to set aside a very special oil just for abdominal massage. And I like to make my time to connect in with my belly a very precious, beautiful time. Sometimes I use flowers. I like to have flowers all around me when I do my jade egg or obsidian egg practice. If you do use gemstones in a safe Taoist intravaginal way, you may want to include those into this journey. Let's talk about other gemstones that you might want to bring in to your creative playtime and simply place them on the belly, or lovingly place them on the low back, or hold them in your lap. We might bring in some orange calcite. So yummy. Carnelian. Carnelian was a huge healer for me in my second chakra for years, and I still really love it. Rose quartz is always good for this area because of the love. At the second chakra area, we're working below the navel. So we're working in the lumbar vertebra of the low back. We're working in the entire pelvic girdle, pelvic floor, all the reproductive organs. As you settle into that area and allow the element of water to come in and help, we are water. We are extremely mutable, nurturing, intuitive, powerful beings, just like water. So imagine you have this sacred bowl, this sacred chalice, where all of your emotions and your true creative expression lies. The more you look into Taoist tantric practices, the more that we see our magic, our energy signature and vibration resides in our genitals. And this is an extremely creative, beautiful energy potential part of ourselves, not just when we're creating other human beings through sexual intercourse, not at all, but in relation to all the things that you generate and how you churn energy as a motor in that creative alchemical portal, the chalice of your hips, regardless of whether you are male or female. In this area, we work with desire, pleasure, creativity, sexuality, and procreation. And some of the things that we heal in this area, some of the imbalances include stiff lower back, bladder issues, of course, all reproductive issues, money issues, blocks of creativity, any type of blockages to standing in our own power and implementing our creativity. This area holds our ability to express ourselves and our emotions, our ability to play and have fun, our ability to engage in pleasure and passion, our attitudes about sexuality, and how we implement our creativity. I think one of the deepest places to go in the second chakra area is how we feel about ourselves. Deservedness, worthiness. If we truly can love ourselves just the way we are. And we go into the center like a portal. We go into this chakra like a gateway. We can go in from the front or the back of our body. And we look at our low back in a medical, intuitive way. We take pressure off our low back if we feel like we are carrying the financial weight, financial burdens. We look at our ovaries, our uterus, or our testes, our penis, fallopian tubes, bladder, kidneys, colon, hip bones. We look all around in this area as intuitives. we just come right through that door of the chakra, those eight inner vortices, like beautiful portals of energy that just let us right in so that we can look around and we can see, what do we need? How can we love ourselves even more? How can we open up to the flow of abundance? Because life is abundance. We're the only ones that cut off the flow of how we manifest. But sometimes we need these inner vortices to be repaired where they've been damaged. So let's do that together now. Take a look at the structure and the function of the second chakra, also known as the sacral center. Are there any inner vortices inside that do not seem to be functioning at their best? Let's just give them a spin, a cleaning. We'll weave light and color into them because we want to see full texture, strength. We want to see a beautiful flower emanating from our low belly, pelvic area, and blooming from our low back. A flower that supports us and takes in energy adequately so that we can manifest all of our creative desires. We are firmly supported. Sometimes I love to just lay on the earth and feel my second chakra nourished from Mama Earth, who always has enough. She always makes enough and has enough. And that front aspect of that second chakra, that beautiful alchemical portal of creative energy. Place your hands there now, on your low belly, pelvis. Send love to this part of you that is so creative and magnificent and does so much all day long. I know I want to give you some time to be creative with all the things that we've talked about. Other gemstones that you might want to place and love on this area with include coral, tiger iron, jasper. There are so many. You might even be drawn to work with one that hasn't been listed here, and that is perfectly fine. You might want to tone this area with an ohm sound or an oh, ooh. Try different vowel sounds and see what you can feel in the second chakra area. And most of all, love on this area. Thank it for all the work it does for you, for your sacral battery center. Take some time to dance or move or stretch your hips. Nourish and nurture yourself in some way before you go back to the world. And remember that you can come back to this beautiful sacral chakra energy anytime you like. I'm sending a flower as an offering to your low back, to your pelvis and your hips and your belly. What flower am I sending? I want you to watch it appear at that location of your body, covering yourself with flowers. remembering to anoint this area of your body, to celebrate it, to dance it. Let your hips move freely. Oh, let your body tell you how it wants to move and stretch. Telling this beautiful area that you deserve prosperity, vibrant health, abundant friendships, abundant joy. Remember, your emotions are energy. This is your sacred power space, and you only allow those in that are worthy. You are worthy.